Even if you don't remember the 1970s, you've probably heard it was a time of great change, socially, technologically, environmentally, you name it. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews a novel and a biography about a tumultuous decade in American culture. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. The Weekly Reader was mad for The Nest, Cynthia Daprick Sweeney's 2016 debut. Her new book, Lake Effect, is an inviting family drama with both the warmth and the edge we loved in the first. As Lake Effect opens in 1977, a Rochester divorcee is buying 7 copies of The Joy of Sex for her women's group. One copy in particular will make its way through 2 decades over which the story of 2 families, the Finnegans and the Larkins, unfolds, becoming a formative reading experience for Clara and Bridie, the Larkin daughters. It's bracing to realize that a novel set in the 1970s is historical fiction, but along with the divorce spike of those years, the plot weaves in the research at Xerox that ultimately led to the personal computer, the early days of cable food shows, the beginnings of AIDS, and the way people could disappear in the time before email and smartphones and social media. The geographical aspect of the setting, Rochester, New York, is also put to good use. The lake effect that makes the weather of western New York State so unpredictable is taken by one of the central characters, Finn Finnegan, to mean you could never be sure what was coming. Finn's affair with his neighbor, Nina Larkin, will lead them both to end their marriages with a quick trip to the Dominican Republic. It's probably for the best that they've not stopped to imagine the fallout for their 4 children from this heartbreaking rupture and the local scandal surrounding it. An unrelated but coincident disaster at the chain of family-owned grocery stores Finn helms wreaks further havoc. The plot is filled with food, cooking, and food-related enterprises from grocery store management to food styling, all well-researched and evocatively described. As in her previous work, Sweeney's insight into all the ways people who love each other end up at bitter odds gives the novel welcome bite. If there's anything that says 70s, it's the novels of Judy Blume, who is the subject of a delightfully detailed new biography by Mark Oppenheimer. Blume translated the changing mores of that decade into groundbreaking fiction for young readers, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Forever, and Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing have become iconic reads for every generation of fans since. As author and superfan Tyari Jones told Blume's biographer, "You never love a book the way you love a book as a child, the way you'll never love a boyfriend the way you love one at 13. Judy Blume taught us to love books." This story of Blume's life begins in her middle-class New Jersey childhood and traces her life as a wife and mother, with plenty of scoop on her own sexual awakening and her first 2 fairly unhappy marriages. Blume did not even consider becoming a writer till she was close to 30, and her first attempts at picture books and chapter books met with brutal rejections. Finally, she was discovered by the brilliant children's book editor Tick Jackson. With his support and guidance, Blume broke new ground in young adult fiction by valuing realism over moralizing and by addressing previously taboo topics like menstruation and teen sexuality. As one of the most beloved authors of all time, she also became a powerful warrior against censorship. One of her many superfans, actress Molly Ringwald, reads the audiobook.
The books are Lake Effect by Cynthia Daprick Sweeney and Judy Blume, A Life by Mark Oppenheimer. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.